Charlie Musselwhite here at WFUV. The new collection is called The Well, and that's Rambler's Blues, which kicks off the album and sends us on a musical journey, in essence, through Charlie Musselwhite's life. And it's my pleasure to welcome back one of the great blues men, and Charlie Musselwhite. Welcome back to WFUV, Charlie.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Could you take us around the studio and introduce us to your band?
Okay, on bass and vocals, Mike Phillips. And on drums, June Corr. And on guitar, Matt Stubbs.
All right, thanks guys for coming up and in town to play Joe's Pub tonight at 7:30. You said, is this the first show?
Yeah, of a month-long tour.
Month-long tour, so you're kicking off here in New York City. Before we talk about the new album, could I get you guys to play us a live song?
What? Really? Live? Wait a minute. Sure. Here's one called Cadillac Women. Mama, she told me, Papa told me too. Mama, she told me, Papa told me too. Don't let Cadillac women run all over you. Mama, she told me, when I was young and wild. Mama, she told me, when I was young and wild. You're having fun now, boy, you'll have trouble after a while. I ain't lying. Mama used to say, I still remember what Mama used to say. Laugh it up now, boy, you'll have trouble one day. I ain't in no hurry, I didn't come to stay. Ain't no hurry, I didn't come to stay. Just came here, Mama, to drive your blues away. All right, man. I didn't come to stay. I ain't in no hurry, I didn't come to stay. Just came here, baby, to drive your blues away. She's long and tall, I can't let her be. Long and tall, I can't let her be. Too hot for the devil. She's just right for me. I ain't lying.
Charlie Musselwhite live here at WFUV with his band in town to play Joe's Pub tonight. That's a new song called Cadillac Women, and it's on The Well, a brand new album, which, if memory serves correct, is now the follow-up to Delta Hardware, right? Was your last studio record.
That was the last studio record.
Now, you've released so much music over the years. I think mid-60s or so, your first album came out.
67.
I was pretty amazed to find that this is the first one that has all original material on it.
With a band.
With a band.
I did a solo album playing guitar. Mm-hmm. It was all original material.
All right. But this one goes even a little deeper than that, in that the majority of these songs are all autobiographical.
Yeah.
To some extent, telling little bits and pieces of your story through the years, your experiences.
That's what blues is about. Real life. What happens to you and how you deal with it, and how it helps you get through. Johnny Hooker called blues the healer.
Mm-hmm.
So I say it's your comforter in rough times and your good buddy in good times. It's all-purpose music. Mm-hmm.
Was it easy? I mean, there's some personal issues you deal with on this album. Was it easy to put them down on paper?
Sure. It's kind of like a healing kind of thing. Yeah. To deal with it.
I know one of the tunes on here, Sad and Beautiful World, really affected me, and it deals with the murder of your mom, who was 93 years old in her own home.
Yeah, that was a rough one. It's still hard to deal with. But I didn't want that tune to be like something real sad, you know. It kind of bounces along there, but it deals with the situation and, you know, gets you through it in a nice way.
It's funny because it's known as the blues, but yet, like you say, it has such a strong healing power.
Well, blues is about keeping on, no matter what life throws at you. It's like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. We can get through it. Come on, let's go now. Yeah, so it's good for you.
You got another one for us?
Oh, yeah. This is called Where Highway 61 Runs. A little child, now the world is my home, mile after mile. Now people, let me tell you where Highway 61 runs. It runs from my back door down to the setting sun. Well, I like to be alone. The blues is my comforter, and an old friend I have long known. Well, I look up into the sky, I feel the clouds against my eyes. Blues is my companion, and my soul shall survive. Thank you. down to where blues was given birth. Your soul can catch that feeling rising up from Mother Earth. Well, you'll never be the same, and you'll never be alone. Blues is your comforter, and the world is.
All right, Charlie Musselwhite live here at WFUV and where Highway 61 runs, the new album, The Well, and again, tonight at Joe's Pub, 7:30 showtime. Charlie and his band will be performing there, and that tune basically summed up what we had just been talking about how blues makes you feel better, how it's a friend, it's a comforter.
Yeah.
And the tune also fits in with the whole autobiographical thing, because Highway 61 ran by your house, was it, in Mississippi? Is that it, or...?
Well,
nearby, at least?
It's kind of a long story. My mom grew up right around there, and I have relatives there back then and still today. And I did own property there until just recently, but I'm gone so long and so much, I just don't have time to fix it up, because if you ain't there, it ain't going to happen.
So you were born in Mississippi, but you actually did grow up in, was it Memphis?
Right.
Was it right? And then when you were...
18.
How old? You made your way to Chicago.
When I was 18, I went to Chicago looking for a job in a factory.
All right, and look what ended up happening to you.
Yeah, I'm still looking for the. Well, no, I'm not looking for the job in the factory no more. But.
Let's talk about the early days. Who were some of your inspirations as a harmonica player? Some of the influences for you.
Well, first in Memphis was Will Shade. He played guitar and harmonica, and he also taught Walter Horton, who later became pretty famous.
Yep.
And there were some other guys around Memphis, like a guy named Willie B. He played a harp on the rack with guitar. And a guy named Johnny Moment. And another guy named Clydell Smith. They were friends of mine. And we used to just sit around, tip a few, and play some blues. Just having fun. You know, I didn't know I was preparing myself for a career. I was just having fun. If I'd known I was preparing myself, I would have been paying way more attention. Then later, when I got to Chicago, just about everybody was there. Little Walter and Big Walter, the guy that also learned from Will Shade, and Good Rockin' Charles, and gosh, just Sonny Ward Williamson would come through town. Lots of harp players. Kerry Bell.
Wow. Yeah. Were you playing the guitar already at this point as a kind of second instrument, or did you kind of pick that up as...
Well, I was playing it, but I didn't like carrying one around. It was easy to carry around a harmonica. In fact, I wasn't going to like Pepper's Lounge and saying, hey, can I sit in? You know, or nothing. I was happy just to hang out, listen to the music. But there were tons of guitar players and not that many harmonica players. And when they found out I did play, I started getting offered jobs. And now here we are talking about it.
Right. How did you end up...
That's a short story.
That's in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Charlie Musselwhite in a nutshell. How did you end up... I guess it was Vanguard Records was your first label?
That's right.
How did it end up being that Charlie Musselwhite was going to front his own band and got a deal with Vanguard in the 60s?
Well, I had known Sam Charters, who produced that album, for a while. He would come through town, and he knew I knew where everybody was playing, and he wanted to go out and hear live blues, so I'd take him around town and get him in and out of there, and you know, so he knew me and he knew I'd played, and Butterfield came out on Elektra, and actually Elektra offered me a deal too, but Sam was with Vanguard, and I thought, well, I'd probably be better off to be on a different label, so I went with Vanguard.
Right, the Butterfield, of course, the great Paul Butterfield and his blues band.
Yeah.
We're talking with Charlie Musselwhite here at WFUV, and the new album, which is called The Well. And could you play us another song?
Yeah, this is Sad and Beautiful World. And I have a guest on that album called On the Well. Mavis Staples joins me on there. And she's an old friend, and I'm really flattered that she would help me out on this tune. She's not here today, so Mike Phillips is going to help us out on it. All right. Mama, your child is crying. It's a sad and beautiful world. Mama, your child is crying. It's a sad and beautiful world. River towns are tough towns. Memphis sure is one. It's no wonder how far I have wandered from my home. You can hear it in my voice. You can see it in my eyes. Going back to that lonely place and resting my soul a while. Mama, your child is crying. It's a sad and beautiful world. Mama, your child is crying. It's a sad and beautiful world. That long, long road, drifting from town to town, wherever my fate did roll. I don't care where I'm heading, you know it's just one of those things. Rolling along, can't you hear? Can't you hear that highway sing? Sing me back home, back to that haunted place by the river, all alone. Then let the blues heal what's been torn apart. I can rest my soul and let the river heal my heart. Mama, your child. It's a sad and beautiful world. Mama, your child is crying. It's a sad and beautiful world.
It's a great Mavis Staples you did there.
Thank you.
Sad and Beautiful World, and that is from the new album, The Well. Of course, that's live here in our studios, and the studio version on The Well. Charlie Musselwhite's new album, and again, catch him tonight at Joe's Pub. Showtime is at 7:30. 8:30 this evening, and then out, which is something you know very well, out on the road as you kick
boy,
off
howdy.
four-week tour now behind the brand new album. I would imagine it's a little more comfortable these days, the touring end of things, as they were 40 years ago or so, I would assume. What else?
It's a little better. It's still tedious, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't live out of a suitcase and, you know, just be totally relaxed.
But I would imagine once you hit the stage,
that's where the reward is.
Right, right. And it's still like, fresh for you and exciting today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like that old saying about, you know, somebody says, how much do you get paid for doing this? Well, I actually perform for free. But we get paid for all the stuff we have to go through to get there.
Right, right. Has your touring schedule changed as the years have gone by? Has it gotten a little lighter? You break tours up into smaller bits and pieces now?
Well, you know, it's either flying or driving. Sometimes you're on a cruise or something, but we go all over the world. Any place that you got electricity, we'll go plug in.
I wanted to ask you about which album was it that you mentioned at the beginning was the other collection of original material, but it was your acoustic.
It's on my own label called Henrietta Records, and the title of the album is In Your Darkest Hour.
All right, so that one was actually the first all original album of all original material.
Well, it was the first thing I ever put out on my own label. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to be bothered with all that paperwork or doing other people's tunes. So I had to come up with a bunch of my own.
Right. When was that? When did that come out?
Oh, maybe at least 5 years ago, maybe 10 years. I can't remember.
This album's a homecoming for you because you're back with Alligator Records.
Yeah.
Great blues label out of Chicago.
Yeah, Bruce Iglar has been a friend for a long, long time. Even before there was an Alligator Records, I knew Bruce. And we've been friends through all these years, and it's really nice to be back.
Mm-hmm. It was, I guess it was the Ace of Harps and Signature albums, which were your first two for Alligator, that were my introduction to your music.
Also and, In My Time, I think,
right,
was the third one.
Yeah. Right, that was the one that came after that. Now back with Alligator with The Well. I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you play us one more song?
Okay, this is called The Well.
Huh.
Oddly enough,
yeah.
Strangely enough.
This has a very interesting story behind it, this song, because you kind of found inspiration behind this a story about a girl that actually, a true story, that fell in a well?
Well, I had you might know I had a long drinking career, career in alcohol that didn't turn out too well. I eventually had a moment of clarity and decided I had to give this stuff up because it wasn't working out. It used to be a lot of fun, but that was a job. So my decision was to start cutting down. That was how I was going to quit. I got less and less every day. And I remember getting all the way up to noon without a drink. And it was like, wow, what a great event this is. So I kept cutting down until finally the last hurdle was to getting on stage sober. I'd never been on a stage sober. Everybody I knew coming up, everybody, we all drank and had a good time on stage. So this was the last hurdle. So I'm on my way to work. I'm driving, I'm listening to the news, and there's this little girl named Jessica McClure has fell in the well in Texas. And she's like, I don't know, a year old or something, a little baby. And she's down there in the bottom of this well in the dark with a broken arm. And she's being so brave, she's singing nursery rhymes to herself. And boy, my situation seemed like a hill of beans compared to hers. And I thought, why can't I just go to work and get on stage and do what I know perfectly well how to do? What's the big deal here, you know? Why can't I be half as brave as she's been? So I really wanted her to survive that ordeal, and as a prayer for her, I said, that's it. I ain't going to drink till they get her out of that well. And it took them about 3 days, and by then I was out of the well, too.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Now, this is not something that happened recently. This is a number of years ago.
Well, it'll be 23 years in October.
Okay. How come it took so long for that event in your life and that story of that little girl to become a song and be heard today?
Because originally this song was over 5 hours long. I've had all this time to cut it down to a reasonable size.
So let's hear the title track from the new album, The Well. Here's Charlie Musselwhite live at WFUV.
I don't know if I told you the story about a little girl. She fell way, way down in a deep old Texas well. I was on my way to work when I heard it on the news. It took my attention from a night of getting real loose. I'd been drinking really heavy for many long years, and I was trapped in my well of trouble, worry, and fear. Now, this little girl, she was being so very brave, and I was drinking my way to an early grave. Why couldn't I be as brave as she? Dump all my demons and set myself free as a prayer for her to live and escape that dark well. I quit all my drinking and broke out of my shell. Down that well she fell. Over 20 years ago, we escaped from our hell. Well, now that is my story. That's how your life can change, only if you're open. Well, to be a better man, to be a better man.
Charlie Musselwhite live here at WFUV, and the title track from The Well, his new album. Have you had any contact with Jessica?
No. maybe she didn't want to. Yeah, I probably don't want to mess with her life. I don't know. You know, I'd be curious to know how she's, what her life has been like, but I don't know.
Be interesting now that, true. Yeah, that this, now that this song is out, it'd be interesting to see if it ever somehow gets to her.
Well, wherever she is, I hope she's had a wonderful, full, and happy life.
And she
sure helped me get a happy life.
Yeah, well, and she inspired us, inspired you, and now the song and the album. And Charlie, thanks so much for visiting with us again here at WFUV.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having us back.
And thanks to the guys. Tonight, catch them up live at Joe's Pub at 7:30. Again, the new album is called The Well from Charlie Musselwhite. And I think we chose to play the album's final song, which we're going to play off the CD so folks can hear the album itself. Sorcerer's Dream is this one. Set this song up for us.
Whoa. I don't know if I can really tell it to you in a nutshell, but I'm playing guitar on it. And, well, I think it speaks for itself. Just listen to the words, and you'll see where I'm at.
All right. Thanks so much, Charlie. And here is Sorcerer's Dream on WFUV.